And you say, well, what does that got to do with Psalm 23, verse 2? Why does he have to make you lie down in green pastures? You know why he has to make you lie down in green pastures? Because if he doesn't make you lay down, you won't. Your flesh will wander. That's why it says that. Let me read you some definitions. I love Noah Webster. To make, to compel, to constrain. He makes me lie down in green pastures because my bend is to go scampering off. And the bend of all of us, because the old nature is still in there. It's still in there. I'd like to believe what my Nazarene friends believe, that we all will become sinlessly perfect on this earth. But we're not. We're not. And he has to compel and he has to constrain me, not only to stay in the pasture, but he adds to it. Lay down. Why do you tell a dog to lay down? Because you don't want him going anywhere. You don't want him going anywhere. Lay down. You don't want him getting out of line. If he's a good dog, he'll do what you say. If he's my Jack Russell, he'll bite you. You know, you didn't tell him nothing. He did what he wanted to do. He had a mind of his own. We fought over my side of the bed every night. He bit me and I whacked him every single night. And then finally I got tired of the hands being bit, so I would get in and use my backside and shove him like that. He'd go, "Arr!" But he couldn't bite because he couldn't get me. Oh man, he hated that. And I'd shove him over. And just to keep him in line. And you know what? We're like that Jack Russell when it comes to God. Do you know sheep aren't supposed to be able to bite? Literally. If I'm not mistaken, biologically, they're not supposed to be able to bite. But we bite, don't we? We bite each other, and we bite back at God sometimes. But the key to this one is this. The key to this verse is this. And I think it goes to that song. It goes to our bend, and he's reminding us. David, because of all people, did David wander? Yeah, several times in his life, he did. Several times in his life, he wandered. He got outside the fold. He got outside of the leading, guiding, protecting power of the shepherd. And those were the most horrible times in his life. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Let's look at some verses. Did I get these chronologically? I'm close. Let's look at Psalms 58. Keep your finger there. We'll come back. Let's just back this up with Scripture. Psalm 58, just to get some context. Oh, man. This is tough context, too. As soon as I looked at it, I was like, ooh. This one's the goad. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? I don't think at this point in time
He's talking to the lost. He's talking to the congregation. He's talking to the people of Israel. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. Notice there he says, inside, in your heart. You know what? We may not outwardly wander, but what are we doing in here and in here? That's where the wandering starts and the rest follows. But it starts in the mind and in the heart, the wandering. And it starts when we don't deal with sin.
Yes, sir.
Then the mind and the heart begins to wander. And we stray away from the Word of God. Yea, in heart ye work wickedness, ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb, notice. They go astray. Shauna, that little baby that's going to be born to you guys, is going to go astray from the womb. Even babies born in Christian homes, right? You can't make a Christian. You can't birth a Christian. Only God can do that. And these little ones that are born are estranged from the womb. Don't matter. Don't matter if you try and make them what you want them to be. At a point in time, they're going to make a decision. You can only pray that they're saved before they get to that point in time. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Look at Psalms 119. Now let's get context for this one too. 65. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Thy servant, O Lord. Okay? He's definitely not talking about the world here, is he? No. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Teach me good judgment. In other words, teach me how to discern the difference between right and wrong, black and white, yea and nay. Discernment is the determining the difference between right and wrong, and it is judgment. Yes, that hated word by most of religion today. Judge not, that ye be not judged. And the Bible says, a spiritual man judgeth all things. I'm sick of that being thrown in my face by a lost world. You're judging. I am based on God, not me. God, not me. If it's me, I'm wrong. But if God judges, it's a whole different ballgame. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, what's it say? I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. David reminds us that he went astray. Look at 176, same psalm, but flip up the verse number 176. This is very appropriate to the chapter we're in right now. 175, let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Listen, sheep get themselves lost because they wander. They get themselves lost because they wander. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. And then he asked God, seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Look at Proverbs 28. Oh, before you go to Proverbs 28, chronologically, go to Proverbs 14. Let me just hit this verse real quick. Proverbs 14, 12. Here's where we'll wander. Here's where we'll wander. Verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. This is how we wander. We wander when we think our way is the right way. And it better line up with this.
Yes, sir.
It better line up with this. It better line up with the will of God. Because my way is a way of wandering. It's a way of wandering. Proverbs 28. Now this is an admonition, because I'm going to tell you right now, if we're not careful, we can do this to each other. Okay? We can do this verse. I'm not talking about the world now. I'm not talking about influence from the world. I'm saying that you and I can do this to each other if we're not careful. Proverbs 28:10. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way. Can we do this to each other? Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can. Especially if we run each other down to each other. We have caused a brother or sister to go astray when we do this. Look at, let's jump up to, let's go to Isaiah chapter 53. This is a, everybody knows this verse. Verse 6. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. We have wandered. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Can we do that in our Christian life? You're saying, well, this is talking about salvation. No, I believe we can. I believe the Corinthian believers had done that. I do. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. Look at 1 Peter chapter 2. Let's jump up and get a couple New Testament passages. 1 Peter. Chapter 2. Just for some context, let's go back to verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that we should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. Ah, man, I struggle with that one. It's easy to revile the world, isn't it? When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2. This is actually a prophecy of, I personally believe, the time that we live in right now. I really do. I believe this is a prophecy of this time that we live in now, because he's mentioning that he's warning concerning apostates. And remember, apostates aren't, they're not carnal Christians. They've never been a Christian, an apostate. They've never been a Christian. And when he goes to talk about them in this passage, just to get a little bit of context, go back to verse 12. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. I can tell you right now, there are religions in our country right now, mainstream religions, that had, if they knew my stance on the transgender issue and on the entire LGBTQ scene, they would immediately speak evil of me. They would probably hate me. They would. And that's the way these people are. Look at verse 14. Having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practice, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way, and what? Are gone astray. Following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb ass speaking with the man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water. Clouds are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. Let's go back to Psalm 23. Do you know green pastures is rest for a Christian? Green pastures are rest for a Christian. That means, in the original Hebrew, it's talking about a residence, where we are, where we're settled, where our feet is on the ground, spiritually speaking. Okay? And my question for me today is, why does he got to make me lay there? And you got to ask yourself the same question. Why does he have to make me lay there? You know why? It's in that song. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. And if we're not careful, as this world becomes more and more wicked, as this agenda that surrounds us now continues to brew, as our entire world begins to change and has been changing, but the how rapidly it's changing right now, there'll be a temptation to wander. There'll be a temptation to wander from truth. There'll be a temptation to wander from here. There'll be a temptation to wander. But anything outside of those green pastures is dangerous country. Dangerous, dangerous country. Young people, this is as green as it's ever going to get. I'm serious. Out there, those are not green pastures. Yeah, he found out. Where was he? In a hog pen. He wasn't in green pastures. He was laying in manure, eating what the hogs ate. Yeah, that's where the wandering, because in all honesty, you know what that proverb's talking about? It's not talking about a lost guy. I know all the evangelists preach it as a lost guy, but that ain't what it's talking about. Am I right, Pastor? That's right. It's not talking about a lost guy. It's talking about one of us that have wandered, just like here, that have wandered off, gotten out there in the wrong place. Because that son was a son. He saved.
Relationship.
And the father was waiting on him. But he wasn't gone long, was he? Didn't take long.
Prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. And David said, and this should be your prayer and mine, Lord, make me. Make me lie down in green pastures.
Amen.